Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Kelly.
A friend told us about her young son who was dreading his first day at school. He'd heard that his new teacher had quite a reputation for yelling at children, and she said her son hated being shouted at.
Well, I don't blame him, but she said when he came home from school that same day, he was devastated. The first thing she asked was, "Did she shout at you?" That little fellow looked at her with his bottom lip quivering. "No," he said, "but she will. It's going to be a terrible year."
He's obviously seen her in action. But you know, she said their family often look back and laugh at that incident. It seems that the little boy grew to love that teacher, and it wasn't such a terrible year after all.
Oh, haven't we all done that? We've dreaded something that might happen, and we build it up in our minds to the point of genuine fear. Yes, whatever we feared could happen, but we're told that more than half the things we fear in life never eventuate.
Another example. Recently, I had to take a driving test. Now, the time was set during peak hour traffic and would be in an unfamiliar part of the city. I was confident enough in my capability as a driver, but what about the tester? Would he be some hard-to-please type who'd fail me over some silly little mistake? Or would I forget to do something exactly to his liking?
Oh, and your tester turned out to be a friendly fellow and said you actually passed with flying colours.
Perhaps it's because our imaginations paint a vivid picture of us failing, or we imagine a certain situation will have terrible repercussions. And the longer we stay in this unsettled state of mind, we can't think clearly.
I know someone who thinks through a frightening situation he's facing, then he thinks further as to how it will affect him if it actually does. Then he tries to work through that by thinking this way. Well, what if such and such actually does happen? It's not the end of the world.
Good for him, but not everyone can face up to their problems that way.
So true. Depression takes away our ability to weigh things up or even to ask for help.
Exactly. Many of us have good friends who are willing to help us through a situation. But sometimes our pride gets in the way. We feel we should be able to work out our own problems.
You know, we often forget God. We leave him out of every life situation we find ourselves in. But because he knows us inside out, he is the answer to everything in our life.
True. He promises us peace. He even says to leave all our cares with him, because he cares enough for us. He will stand by us, whatever the problem we dread the most. This is written clearly in the Bible.
That's right. Sometimes we grasp at straws. We look everywhere except to God. Our pride shouts out that we can handle our own affairs. We forget that some of the strongest men in history have asked God's Son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and lives as their Saviour.
It's truly amazing that the Lord would send his own Son to bear the blame for all our mistakes, done either deliberately or unintentionally. The Bible puts all these faults of ours into one single category and names them as sin. And even more amazing is that God's Son willingly entered the world as one of us, a human being. He knew he'd be cruelly rejected by many, but he also knew he'd be accepted by those who totally believed and had faith in him.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. That address again, George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, 2170.